Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. All glory goes to God. We have to say hallelujah to his name, for he is worthy of all of our praises. Amen. Hallelujah. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. We just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Amen. We're embarking on 2017. Are you ready? All right. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for Jesus. It's Jesus' birthday today, amen. And I hope you gave something unto God when you went in the church house today, amen. Glory to God. I hope you gave him a praise, and I hope you worshiped him, and I hope you brought your tithe and your offering to the house. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to say praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy, amen. Glory be to God. It's just a blessed day to be here today. It was a beautiful day here in Alabama, amen. And it's the last Sunday of this month, so it's a blessing, glory be to God, to be here today to celebrate the birth of Jesus and him coming into the world, amen, that he lived and died and rose again that we might have life, amen. Glory be to God. At the end of the message today, I will be taking prayer requests. Amen. And all you have to do is just press the one and I will bring you in. You don't have to say your name if you would just let me know where you're calling from. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another Christmas day, oh God. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for his life. We thank you that he came in the flesh. Glory be to God, over 2,000 years ago that we might live. We thank you, Father, that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. God, we just said thank you for Jesus. Father, we just said thank you for Jesus. We just said hallelujah to your name, oh Father, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, for thou hast done so much for us, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise for the Son of God. Oh, glory be to God. We just thank you, Father God, that you loved us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that he came down 42 generations just for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God, for his life. We just thank you, God, for his birth. We just thank you, Father, that he carried the cross. We thank you for the blood that he shed, oh God. Oh, this is a day that says thanks unto God for Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. We also have been praising and worshiping him today in the house. Glory be to God. Oh, God, we just give you praise for it right now, God. Oh, God, we just thank you that he died for our sins, oh God. We just said thank you, God. We just thank you. We say hallelujah, Lord, to your holy name, oh God, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh God. As we come praying, Father God, we pray, oh Father God, that you will meet the needs of your people all through the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God, that they will lack, for no good thing, oh God, that you will supply it, whatever it may be, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will heal somebody, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will heal the minds of your people, oh God, all through the land, oh holy God. Oh God, move by your spirit even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, do it right now, God. Heal somebody right now, God. Touch them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to do it right now, God. Oh God, do it right now. We ask you to touch right now, God. We ask you to heal right now, God. We ask you to deliver, God. Right now, God, do it right now, God. Oh, God, for we know that you are a healer, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray, Father God, that you won't let them go over into 2017 with the same stuff, all the same baggage, God, that they have right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, help them to release it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Get rid of it, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Get rid of it. You can't take it with you in 2017. Oh, glory be to God. We just ask your Father God to strengthen them that they can let it go, Father God. Oh, because it's weighing you down. It's making your burden heavy. Glory be to God. Oh, God, if you just, oh, help them to put it down at the cross and leave it there, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you. Ah, hallelujah, for the new things, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we come praying for the sick and the shut-ins and those who have lost loved ones, Father, those on the behind prison bars, those who are lost in sin, oh, God. We just ask you, Father God, to heal, deliver, and set free, oh, God. We pray that you will comfort, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just pray that you will bring somebody's son and somebody's daughter home, oh, God. We ask you, Father God, that you will clean them up for your glory, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Bring them out of the crack house. Bring them out of the clubhouse. Bring them out of adultery. Bring them out of fornication. Bring them out of lying and murder and stealing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that bring glory for your name, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise for it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for being our source, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We don't worry about what's going on in the world because we know that God is able and that God is in control. There's nothing that nobody can do. Listen, God allows them to do it. Oh, glory be to God. God has a plan for your life. If you just come on to Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus while you still have time, while the blood is yet warm in your veins. Glory be to God. Oh, God, we just give you praise and honor and glory, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for every soul that you save, God. Every soul, every mind, every body that you heal, oh, God. We just say thank you, God. We just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, oh, God, that your word goes forth through the airways with much power and much authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. We just give you praise and glory for it even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Decrease me and increase you, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, hallelujah. We don't usually do this. We usually do it at the end of the service when God says, open. Give the invitation to Christ. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, glory be to God. Now is the time to do it. We're embarking on 2017, and you need to go into the new year knowing Jesus. Glory be to God. You need to know the Son of God for yourself. Glory be to God. You've been searching, and you've been looking for love in all of the wrong places. But if you get Jesus in your life, that void that you have, that loneliness in your heart that you have, God will fill it. Oh, my God, with the love of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. If you would just stay and ask God, say, Lord, I need you to save me. Help me, Lord. Lord, I come to you as humble as I know how. I repent of my sin with a godless Father, Lord. Help me, Father. I can't do it on my own. Save me, Lord. Come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. I give you my life this day, oh Father. I believe that you came in the flesh. I believe that you lived, that you died, and you rose again just for me. Glory be God. Hallelujah. If you said that prayer, you are saved. Welcome to the body of Christ. Glory be to God. The angels in heaven. Glory be to God. It's shouting right now. Somebody just gave their life unto God. Glory be to God. God, we just give you praise. Hallelujah. On this Christmas day, that somebody gave their life to Christ. Good God Almighty. Oh, glory be to God. We just give you praise for it. Hallelujah. It said one soul. When one person give their life to Christ, the angels of heaven are out. Glory be to God. We give you all the glory for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. I may not never know when I get to heaven. Good God about it. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about it. Glory be to God. You can inbox me, hallelujah, on Facebook, Eddie Lang Jackson, amen, or Voice of Truth, and leave me a message there. Hallelujah, so I can get with you so we can pray together, amen. Glory be to God, so that we can help you, Voice of Truth, hallelujah, and without walls, amen. Help you get where you need to be with God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, my God. My soul is so excited. Glory be to God that somebody has given their life to the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's what Christmas is all about. It ain't about the present under that tree. Glory be to God. It's about the man, glory be to God, that was nailed to the tree. God Almighty, glory be to God. Somebody help me praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. That's something to shout about when somebody. Hallelujah. When somebody will give their life to Christ, that's something to shout about. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Lord, we just give you praise and we just give you honor for this soul. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to get to the message here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The message today will be coming from Isaiah. Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Amen. Glory be to God. And the message will come from this chapter. And the word of God read, and I'm starting at verse number 6, amen. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Glory be to God. We're going to stop reading right there, but we want to encourage you in your own devotional time to read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. So you can get an understanding of God's word and what he is saying to you. Our key scripture is verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Here Isaiah is telling us and prophesying unto us about the birth of Christ, the Lord. Amen. He says to us that a son was given unto us. Hallelujah. For the word of God tells us, glory be to God, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God gave his son unto us, glory be to God, that we might live through him, through his shedded blood. Glory be to God, that we might have life, because life was in the blood. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He gave us his son. He was born. Glory be to God. For the word of God says, hallelujah unto us, hallelujah. And Matthew, the God tells us that she shall bring forth a son. See, the angel made an announcement. He told Mary, that you shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Jesus, glory be to God. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Throughout the word of God, hallelujah, Jesus has many names. Glory be to God. See, the angel made the announcement again in Luke and said, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Glory be to God, my God, my God. All this is fulfilling the prophecy of what Isaiah has said, glory be to God, that for unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. Glory be to God, my God, my God. His name shall be called Jesus. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. And then the angel made another announcement in Luke where he said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. His name shall be called Jesus. That's the title of our message, that his name shall be called. That's his name. His name is Jesus. The word is that wonderful. His word is that counselor. His word is that prince of peace. His word is the mighty God. Oh, my God. Means that the mighty God came in the flesh. God came to visit us. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah. He came. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. It said his name is called Wonderful. Glory be to God. His name is called Wonderful because he's great and he's mighty, he's powerful, and he's strong. He's the everlasting God. Glory be to God. He's wonderful in all of his ways. Glory be to God. He's holy and he's righteous in all of his ways. Ah, he's wonderful. Glory be to God. He is the living God. He is holy, 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 holy is the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Holy art thou, O everlasting God. He's wonderful. Glory be to God, my God. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. He's great and he's mighty and he's strong. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful God. A God of mercy. A God of grace. Glory be to God. God of love that loved us so much that he sent his son to be born in a world that was dying of the sin and needed a savior. They called him Jesus. Glory be to God. They called him the Son of God. Glory be to God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. God is wonderful in all of his ways and all of his acts and all that he does. He is wonderful. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him because he's wonderful. Ah, hallelujah. My God, my God. He is a wonderful God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's all that you need is in him. He's wonderful. You ought to tell him, say, Lord, you're wonderful. I praise you, God. You're wonderful. You've been so good to me, God. You're wonderful, God, because you love me. Even in my sin, you're wonderful, God. Hallelujah. You ought to say, I love you, God, because you're wonderful. And I'm like, I didn't deserve it. But you're wonderful, God. You're beautiful in all of your ways, so God. For God, my God. Hallelujah. We ought to tell him that he's wonderful. We want to say many things are wonderful. But do we ever tell God that he's wonderful? Do we ever tell him, God is so wonderful? I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You're beautiful in all of your ways. Nay, shall be called wonderful because he is wonderful. He is God. He was in the beginning. Glory be to God. And he shall be in the end. Glory be to God, my God. He's wonderful. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful and awesome God. That he loved us so much that he sent his only son. He gave his son. How wonderful is that? That God loved us so much that he gave his only son. To die for the sin. sins of the world. Jesus had no sin. Yet he died for the world. Glory be to God. He was bruised. He was pierced. He was nailed to the cross for our sin. He had a crown of thorns upon his head. The pierced in his side. Oh, my God. Oh, what a wonderful God that we serve. That he loved us so much. Hallelujah. That he gave his only son that we might be and have eternal life through the Son of God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God is wonderful. Oh, how wonderful is the holy name of God. How wonderful is his name. How wonderful is his mercy. Oh, how wonderful is he. Oh, how wonderful is the God that we serve. Hallelujah. So wonderful that he feeds us and he clothes us. He protects us from all dangers seen and unseen. He wakes us up in the morning. He takes care of our children and our family. He keeps a roof over our head. He allows us to have a job that we can take care of. He's a wonderful God. He's a good God, and he's good all the time. What a wonderful God that we serve. There's none, little G God, like him. Hallelujah. He lives. Believe. Our God is wonderful. Glory be to God. Then Isaiah goes on to tell us, hallelujah, that the government shall be upon his shoulder. Many people got many words about what's going to happen when 2017 gets here. When you belong to God and you are a true son or daughter of God, you don't have to worry about who is in control, who's in what office, who's doing what, because God is still in control. He controls everything. Nothing happens. Nothing slips upon him. He never sleeps. He never slumps. He's in control of all things. Same that it is. He created all things. You need not worry when you belong to God. Because he has promised in his word that he will take care of his own. Fear not. Fear not what's going to go on in 2017. Oh, yes. Perfect times, go ahead. Glory be to God. But we must believe in our God. We must have faith in our God. We must let him be our source. We can't allow the world to plant seeds of fear of what's going to happen. Glory be to God. God is still in control. Hallelujah. Nothing catches him by surprise. He already told us in the word when we see these things happening, glory be to God. Whatever is happening in the world, we ought to be alert. We need to get ready for the coming of the Messiah. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. He's still in control. Nobody can do nothing unless God allow it to happen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. He's still in control. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. He said he's a counselor. Isaiah said his name shall be called a counselor. Glory be to God. He's a counselor. Hallelujah. If you want true healing and deliverance, can you give your tithe to a ministry of God? where God has chosen the man or woman of God that you may have good counsel. He is your counselor. He's going to counsel you through the men or women of God that he has chosen. But many times, glory be to God, we don't want to give a soul into a ministry of God. We seek counsel, but we seek it in places that God is not there. Hallelujah, my God. You're sowing your seed on ground that is not fertile. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is a counselor. You got problems going on with your mind. You don't know what direction to go. You want to the left, going to the right. You don't know where to go back or forth. Glory be to God. But if you just spend a little time with Jesus, if you just spend a little time with the true counselor, if you will spend time with him in the word, if you will spend time in prayer, if you will spend time worshiping him and talking with him, he'll give you a peace of mind. You ain't got no peace of mind. Glory be to God. I'm a living witness that God can give you a peace of mind. You can be in the deepest darkness. And I was in the deepness of darkness. And I had a peace of mind. And I knew that God could deliver me. That peace of mind. You want peace of mind? Talk to the counselor. Talk to the true counselor. Hallelujah. You're going the world's way. You're giving that counsel all your money. You still got the same problem that you went in the office with when you laid down on that cot. Glory be to God. To tell them what's going on. Oh, to tell it to Jesus. Glory be to God. Will you tell it to Jesus? Will you tell it to the true counselor? Will you tell it to him? So that he can heal your mind. He can make your mind whole, you know. Glory be to God. If you would just give your life to him. If you would give your soul to him. If you would give him your life. He can heal you. Ain't nothing wrong with going to, you know, a regular counselor, psychiatrist, wherever you go or two. But if you go to the true counselor, I dare you to go. I dare you to go to the true counselor. Because when you go to the true counselor, he will heal you and deliver you from the very thing that's coming against you. The very thing that's coming against your mind, he can deliver you from it. Glory be to God. But you got to come. And you got to come to him correct. Oh, hallelujah. You got to come. Come to the true counselor for your healing. Glory be to God. Many times we seek advice, and we seek it in all of the wrong places. Glory be to God. We run to attorneys. How do I know? I've been there, done that, the way God. Glory be to God. But many times out of fear, we go to the wrong counselor. We seek the wrong advice. Glory be to God. It ain't not of God. Glory be to God. We need to seek the true counselor. Isaiah said, his name shall be called Counselor. His name shall be called Wonderful. Call on him. Hallelujah. If you want true healing and deliverance, that you'll never go back, glory be to God. He'll do it. He will do it. Glory be to God. Whatever you need counsel. You trying to get out of the club? Let me get a testimony. Right? Because I love to get testimony. Glory be to God. I was just talking to my leader the other day. I was talking to Apostle, and I was telling him, I said, you know, when I was in the world, I was going to the club. And I was sitting up in the club this particular night, and I was sitting down just all of a sudden. So I said out of my mouth, what in the world am I doing in this club? I looked around and I said to myself, now, it's the same old people in the club doing the same old thing. Some of them got wives at home and husbands at home. Some of them shacking with other folks. What am I doing in here? Now, when I talked to Apostle, he said somebody was praying. Because the very moment that I said in my mouth, why am I here? I left the club that day, and I never came back. I never came back, never had a desire to go back, never wanted to go back. Glory be to God. See, God is able to heal. When he delivers you, he delivers you. I had a Messiah for that. Glory be to God. He was my counselor. I don't know who was praying, but Lord, I thank you for the prayer because he brought me up out of that door. Glory be to God. Brought me up out of that door. Glory be to God. My God, my God. God able to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, now act like you've been saved all your life. Glory be to God. Act like I've been saved all my life. I've been in the woods. Now I can tell you, glory be to God, hallelujah, I can tell you that you won't even have a desire to do it no more. If you give your heart, your mind, and your body and soul to the true counselor, he can deliver you. Coming against you, God can deliver you. His name should be counselor. There's a reason why he said, I can counsel you, I can heal you, I can lead you, I can deliver you. But you got to come. He said, that's why I came, that you might be healed. That's why I came, that you might be delivered. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He's a counselor. Glory be to God, my God. See, it's something wrong when you're in a church house and you can't get true counsel. Now, glory be to God. I'm so thankful to God for apostle and pastor. If I need counseling, if I need prayer, I can call. And apostle don't miss nothing. I can call her. She already knows. Good God, my I'm so thankful that she knows God. Hallelujah. Good God, my. So when you have a leader like that, go to be God. When you have leaders like I have, I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. For apostle and pastor, because they can help you come on out. They can help you come on out of wherever you are, that you can get delivered and be healed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, because they've done it for me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They were sent. They were sent by God. They were chosen. See, Jesus was sent. He was born through the Virgin Mary. Glory be to God. They don't know they can do that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of us are in places where people are just that's wet. God ain't called them. They can't counsel you. They're living in sin. How can they counsel you? And they're living in sin themselves. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's a counselor. And he will heal, deliver, and set you free. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to God that he is a counselor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He can help us and keep us from making so many mistakes if we just come to him. If we would just come to him before we make that decision, before we move, before we jump, before that fear make us jump into something we ain't ready for. Glory be to God. We jump in a lot of things we ain't ready for. You know why we jump into it? You know why we jump out of the fire pan back into the hot grease? We jump right back into it. You know why we do that? Because we don't seek God's counsel. We don't seek the true counsel. And when God speaks the word unto you, you don't receive the word. Glory be to God. And so you end up, hallelujah, in a place you don't want to be. Glory be to God. You don't have to go through all that. If you had received the word, he gave you the word, you didn't receive it. Glory be to God. He's a true counselor. Hallelujah. If you're in a courtroom, he can be your counselor. He can be your defender. You ain't got to fight. Glory to God. If you're in the courtroom, glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You got him as your counselor. He on your right hand. Glory be to God. You coming out. Hallelujah. Don't care what the word said. They might be trying to put you under the jail. Hallelujah. They might be trying to throw you under the bus, as someone will say, but glory be to God. They can't throw you nowhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he your counselor. You guarantee to win when Jesus is your counselor. Glory be to God. If you let him be your counselor, glory be to God. He already said the battle already won. But he got to be the counselor. You can't be wishy-washy. You can't be on the left side, then on the right side. You want to walk with God or not walk with God. Glory be to God. You can't have two masters. Stop playing. Glory be to God. God sees you. Hallelujah. He know that you're playing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't play with God. And don't play with his true ministry. Glory be to God. Not God's anointing. and do his prophet no harm. Don't matter whether you believe that they are or not, don't touch them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't touch them. That's what I learned too in ministry. If somebody say they're a pastor, preacher, prophet, whatever, I can't even touch them. That's who they say they are. That's between them and God. I can't touch them. I may not believe that you call. Your lifestyle will tell me. Your fruit that you bear will tell me who you really are. But I can't put you out. Remember what David said about Saul? Don't do it. Don't do it. Walk away. Don't touch them. Glory be to God. Don't come against them with no manner of evil and think God does not see you. He sees you. Glory be to God. Because the very seed that you sow is the very seed that you shall reap. Be careful. Don't come against God's anointed ministry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because this ministry without walk is true ministry of God. Don't touch it. Don't do it. Don't touch it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't touch it. Oh, hallelujah. Receive the counsel. Glory be to God. Don't touch it. Hallelujah. If you don't believe in it, you walk away from it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, my God, my God. If we want true counsel, he's able to counsel us, whether we're in a courtroom. He's able to be with us. We're in an operating room. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's able to do it all. He's able to counsel us in every area that we need. Hallelujah. He's able to counsel us that we like it in our finances. He'll tell you how to spend your money. He's a counselor. If you're having a bad marriage, he'll tell you what to do if you're married. If you listen, glory be to God. He'll tell you how to raise your children. He'll counsel and show you how it's in the Word. Glory be to God. But you got to be willing to do what he's called you to do. Hallelujah, my God, my God. His name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called a Counselor. Hallelujah. My God, my God, if you will seek true counsel and wait before you move. Never move too fast. Always wait. Hallelujah. To make sure that you heard the right voice. And that's in everything that you do. To make sure that you're getting the right counsel. Whatever it is, whether it's for a job, whether it's going to school, whether it's in marriage, if it's in your finances, whether by a house or a new car, have children, all of those things, you need to seek God in counsel before you do any of those things. Glory be to God, because he is the true counselor and he knows the answer. Glory be to God. If you ain't got no rest in your spirit, it ain't God. If it's worrying you and bothering you, it ain't God. Oh, my God. If it's pushing you to move too fast, it ain't God. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Come, it ain't none of God. Hallelujah. God will give you peace. And whatever he gives you in his counsel, it will not bring you sorrow. I don't care what it is. If it brings you sorrow, it wasn't for God. He's not going to give you anything that's going to bring you sorrow. He's going to give you peace. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah, my God. He's a mighty God. Oh, my God. I say, he shall be called the mighty God. Who is mightier than he? None. Glory be to God. For he is the mighty God. He is the creator of all things. He's creator of man. He's creator of the atmosphere. He's creator of the oceans and the sea. He's the creator of mankind. He's the mighty God that has all power in his hand. Glory be to God. He's the mighty God. He's the mighty God that is strong in battle. He's a mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. You ain't got to fight the battle. Glory be to God, because he's a mighty God. Hallelujah. You just got to trust in the mighty God. You just got to have faith in the mighty God. You got to have faith in the true and living God. You got to have faith in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. You got to have faith in the mighty God. Who are you calling on? Many times we call on all kind of names. We call on our Jonas and our Jonas, our sugar dad, our sugar mama. We call on the world things. And the world system, we call on our money. Glory be to God. It can't name. Give them no counselor, glory, because they can't help us at all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It just leads us deeper into what we were already going through. Glory be to God. We ought to call on the mighty God. We need to call over him for help. Hallelujah. We need to look to him for help. We ought to look to the hill where comes our help. It comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to look to the author and finisher of our faith. We need to look to the mighty God. We need to look to the mighty God for whatever we need. We need to look to the mighty God. If we need food in our cabinet, we need to look to the mighty God. If we, excuse me, if we need a roof over our head, if we need clothes on our back, whatever we need, we ought to be looking to the mighty God. We ought to be praising the mighty God, because he's the one that kept us. Glory be to God. It was his grace and mercy that kept us. Get it on our own. Glory be to God. Don't get it twisted. Glory be to God. We ought to call on the mighty God. Hallelujah. We ought to call on him. We ought to call on him in all things. Hallelujah. No matter how dark it gets, we will just call on the mighty God. He's all-powerful. He knows all things. He sees all things. Ain't no secret unto him. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. He knows what you need. Glory be to God. But if you just ask it, and you will just seek him and count. Hallelujah. And you will seek him. Talk to him. Glory be to God. Don't worry about what nobody else can talk to. Glory be to God. Talk to the mighty God. He's the one that can heal you, deliver, and set you free. Glory be to God. The mighty God. The mighty God was so powerful that Jesus' miracle birth, glory be to God, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born through a virgin Mary. That's a mighty God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's a mighty God. Hallelujah. My God, that's a mighty God. That's a mighty God that opened up the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel. That's a mighty God. Hallelujah. That's a mighty God. Hallelujah. My God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. We need to call him. We need to call him. His name is called the mighty God. Hallelujah. The mighty God. Call upon him now. Hallelujah. Where you are right now, you ought to just say, Lord, help me. Hallelujah. I need you to help me. Hallelujah. Won't you call on him? Won't you call? I need you to save me. Help me, Lord. I need you, mighty God. I need you. I need your power in my life. I need you to heal me. I need you to deliver me. Glory be to God. You do. But you got to be real. Glory be to God, my God. So many people praying. Glory be to God, my God, my God, my God. So many people praying. Time out for praying. God's going to expose some people. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Because he don't want to stop playing church. Hallelujah. All those souls are on your hands. Glory be to God. You can't deceive God. You can't fool God. And the truth be told, you ain't fooling little. Glory be to God. You ain't fooling him. That might not say nothing, but you're not fooling him. They know who you are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. We ought to call on the mighty God in all things. We ought to give him praise and honor and glory. We ought to worship him. We ought to give unto him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He loved us so much. Glory be to God, the mighty God. He loved us so much. I ain't talking about no little G God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. What's the little G God you say? Glory be to God. It could be your house. It could be your car. It could be your husband. It could be your children. It could be your bank account. Hallelujah. It could be your job. Hallelujah. It could be a false God. Hallelujah. It could be a false Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, that's a little G God. It could be your clothes. It could be your shoes. It could be your jewelry. Glory be to God, your little G God. Ain't got no power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. We ought to call on the mighty God in all things. We ought to seek him. Glory be to God. For he is the God of all God. He is the deliverer. He's the healer. And he will set you free. If you ever come to him and seek him, the wonderful God, if you will come and seek the true counselor, if you will come to seek the mighty God, your life will never, ever be the same. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Oh, somebody out here, praise the name of God. Ooh, glory be to God, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Isaiah goes on to say that his name shall be called the everlasting God. Hallelujah. He was in the beginning, and he shall be in the end. I'm Alpha and Omega, says he in the word of God. I'm the beginning, and I am the end. There's no other God besides me, glory to God. I am the everlasting God. He said, I am that I am that I am. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am Father. And I'm God all by myself. Glory be to God. I'm the everlasting Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am. Glory be to God. The everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am the everlasting Father. He says in the word of God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the one. I was in the beginning, and I shall be in the end. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am the everlasting Father. I am the creator of all things. I was in the beginning. Glory be to God, my God, my God, the everlasting Father, a Father whose love is everlasting. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. What God does is everlasting. It never ends. He's a God of overflow. Hallelujah, my God. The everlasting Father. Hallelujah. In other words, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Wherever you go, I'm there. I'm an everlasting Father. I'm everywhere. Glory be to God. I'm the everlasting Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning, I'm there. When you sleep in the slumber at night, I'm there. Hallelujah. When you're traveling on the road, I'm there. Wherever you go, I'm there. I'm everlasting, everlasting. I'm there. Glory be to God. You're never alone with Christ. You're never alone. He's always with you. That's why I say Emmanuel, God with us. Because he's always with us. He's everlasting. He ain't going nowhere. Glory be to God. Mighty God. Many, look at God. They come and they go. Glory be to God. But the true living God is everlasting. It's a solid rock. Glory be to God. My God, my God. His name shall be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Hallelujah, my God, my God. He has many names in the word of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. But Isaiah is focusing on being here, glory be to God, because he gave his son, who was born that all might be saved, not to condemn the world, but that all might be saved. The everlasting Father. He came that we can have eternal life. Eternal life is everlasting. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You have a choice to choose everlasting life. Or you can choose everlasting death. That means hell. It is a hell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But it's your choice. But he says, I am the everlasting Father. Glory be to God. I'm always there. I'm always there to listen. If you just call on me. If you will just call on the counselor. Glory be to God. If you will just call on wonderful. If you will just call me, if you will just call on the mighty God, I can help you. Glory be to God. I can deliver you. I can set you free. Glory be to God. But you got to call on me. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. And then Isaiah says that his name shall be called the Prince of peace. Glory be to God. His name shall be called the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Do you have peace? Do you have peace in your home? Do you have peace on your job? Do you have peace in your marriage? Do you have peace? You know, your home ought to be a place of peace. It ought to be your path. If you can't get peace at home, something wrong, because your home ought to be a place of peace. Glory be to God. He says, I am the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And it's in me that you find peace. If you want true peace, if you want a peace of mind, that's a passage of all your understanding. Don't try to figure me out. Just trust me. Hallelujah. If you just trust, hallelujah. And lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge me in all your ways. I give you peace. Hallelujah. I give you peace. When everything around you is falling down, God can give you peace. Hallelujah. When they're lying on your back by you, I can give you peace. I can give you peace in the midst of a storm. I can give you peace. Hallelujah. When you get a bad report, I can give you peace. Bills and a pound of pie. And you don't know how you're going to pay them. I can give you peace. I can give you peace when your children out in the world doing everything they're digging and bad enough to do. I can give you peace. I'm a place of peace. Hallelujah. I give you peace and the world can't give you. Glory be to God. The world can't give you peace. Peace is in the fall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if you seek him, hallelujah, he's the author of peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He'll give you peace in the midst of confusion. Have you ever been there? I've been there. Glory be to God. I'm feeling all kind of confused with going on. I'm sitting there. I got just so much peace. Hallelujah. He can give you peace. He can give you peace before cutting up, cutting you out, and all of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He can give you peace. Hallelujah. And there'll be people that'll be wondering why she got so much peace. And I just got through talking about her. I just got through rolling my eyes at her. I just got through cutting her down with my eyes. I done spoke and was rude to her, but yet she got peace. She ain't cutting up. Glory be to God. That's the peace of God. See, nobody take that away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 He is the Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. If you want true peace, it comes from knowing who Jesus is. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You got to know him. Isaiah tells us, glory be to God, that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. We need to call his name. Hallelujah, my God. We need to thank God for Jesus. We need to thank him for the his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection. Hallelujah. We need to thank God that he gave his only begotten son that we might live. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You want to thank God for his holy word. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, I just have a couple of announcements. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank God for his holy word. Hallelujah. His name shall be called. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you can't remember the names that Isaiah said, just say Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need you. Glory be to God. If you just say Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Pathetic Corner today with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 5 o'clock to time. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the first half of the hour of power. Amen. A powerful word from the Lord today. Amen. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to it if you haven't, if you missed the live broadcast today. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, the second half of the Hour of Power. I, Ministry Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Glory be to God. On Mondays, we have Moment in the Spirit with Minister Michelle Wilson. Amen. You can receive Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne and Pastor Joseph Riley. Amen. At 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you want to get connected. Amen. So you can receive a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. On Wednesday, we have what we call Midday Manna. Amen. Sister Sheila Leverett does that, amen. It's always a powerful word of God, amen. I want to encourage you to get the Moment in the Spirit and the Midday Manna, amen. If you would like to receive it for an offering of $25 or more, if you can just contact Prophet Yvonne Ryle, amen, at yryle50@gmail.com, or you can inbox her on Facebook as well at Prophetess Yvonne Riley, man, and she will get with you, and you can receive, and you can receive them by text or email, amen. It's your choice, amen. These are ministering with you in mind, amen. Then on Saturday, we have Faith Comes by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, amen, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen, a powerful word always from the Lord, a praying woman of God, amen. So we just want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. All of these ministries are under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle, amen, glory be to God. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you would like to become a partner, if you would just contact Apostle Yvonne Ryle at the information that I gave you earlier, and she will tell you what you need to do, become a monthly partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. If you need prayer at this time, you can press the one, amen, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Also, if you need prayer, you can also leave me a prayer request on my Facebook, and inbox me on Facebook, or submit your prayer request on my website, and that's voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. I don't see anybody with the one press. We just pray that you had a blessed and marvelous day today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. God, all the praise, amen. Just call him Jesus, hallelujah. Just call on him for whatever you need, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord, glory be to God. So, hallelujah, a seed, hallelujah, in the ministry, not necessarily this ministry, glory be to God, but wherever you're receiving a word of God, where you're getting healed, where you're receiving deliverance, amen, you need to sow a seed. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. And as this ministry has been a blessing to you, we also want to encourage you to do so a seed, amen, to help us spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world, amen. You can contact Apostle Yvonne, amen. Glory be God. We just give God all the praise for the message today. Hallelujah. And we got to get out of here. Glory be to God. We just thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank him for his word. Amen. We got to get out of here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. So the next time we come on, we will be in the new year. Amen. Glory be to God. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.